across South Africa, online and on radio. SAFM, let's talk.
Well, you'll know how important DNA is. And your DNA, in other words, the DNA that comes from your parents, has made you, well, you. So Stunza's parents' DNA have made Stunza, and Mdu's parents' DNA have made Mdu. And I don't know where, the Kaizer Chiefs striker comes from. But what you have is a situation where we don't know as much about the DNA of some of the species in our continent as we should. Professor Ntanganenzeni Mapoli is the head of Department of Agriculture and Animal Health. Professor Mapoli, good morning and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Morning to you and the listeners, and thank you for having me today.
As I understand it, we actually don't know nearly as much about the DNA of species that come from our continent as we do about the rest of the world. How did this happen?
Yeah, so it's because if you know, Africa is still a bit behind in terms of DNA technology, and a lot of the genomics work that has been done, if you look at it, they've been done mostly in the developing countries. And in Africa, we don't have actually enough infrastructure in terms of actually having these tools being used and be able to have most of our African species being sequenced or being genotyped. So the idea for us for the African Biogenome Project is to actually look at these species and be able to have the whole genome sequencing for them.
Part of this is the African Biogenome Project. How expensive is it to sequence a genome? I know at one point it took a very long time and was very expensive. It's become cheaper.
Yes, and as I said, also in the developing countries, it's becoming much more cheaper. But in Africa, because we don't have this facility, it's actually still much more expensive, especially because if you also account for shipping costs, if you are getting most of the reagents from the developing countries. So it's still much more expensive. I mean, in Africa, we're still sequencing one genome by about $5,000 or about $4,000 to $5,000. So that is still like a lot of money in terms of having the long reads done. So yeah, it is a little bit much more expensive. That is why it is not an effort that one alone can do. This is a major project that different organizations, different institutions needs to come together and be able to actually conduct this genome sequencing.
Are there particular species that we need to do right away? I mean, for various reasons. Maybe they could be about to go extinct, or maybe they have certain properties that could be really useful and really important to know about.
Yes, actually in the African Biogenome Project, that has been led by African scientists, and most of the scientists actually they've worked from the developing countries. There are species that we have set together as a team. We already have like about 87 scientists and within 22 institutions across Africa. So in this across Africa, we have actually identified indigenous species and that are endemic to Africa, and that we think they are most important species to be sequenced. And that's what we started to do in 2021. We continue to doing that. So already there is one genome that has just been completed at Inqaba. That is the elephant shrew, and that is one of the endemic species that is in Africa. So in the next few months, we will be sequencing, doing the whole reads of Nguni cattle and Nguni goats, and also Nguni sheep. So that shows you that we actually aiming at like the indigenous species and all other also indigenous species, like the plant species for medicinal purposes. So there are specific those plants and specific animals that we want to tap into it first and be able to have those genomes available for food purposes and medicinal purposes.
Well, I was going to come to that. I mean, some things could be really valuable. We really need to know how these plants and these animals have become what they are.
Yes, definitely. Because if you look at now, the world is changing. There is climate change. And to be able to farm in the world that is changing and the environment that is always changing, you need animals that actually are endemic and also that are adaptable to a certain environment. So African species, normally they're already adapted around here. So it is so much easy if you are breeding or if you are planting, or as a farmer, planting a species that is already resistant and or already adaptable, and understand its genome. Because the most idea is when, or the most challenging thing is when you are farming with any species, either it's a plant or animal species, that is not actually conducive for that environment. And then you find out that the production rate is not so well. So the idea is when we understand the genome of this species, it is easier for us to be able to breed better, and it is easier for us to be able in future to have food sustainability for Africa and the whole of the rest of the world.
Will we be able to catch up in terms of getting all of these species having their genome sequenced? I mean, will it take a decade? Will it take longer?
Yeah, I mean, this project is going to take more than 10 years for us to be able to do the sequencing. We already started with one, and our target this from last year was about 16 species, but most of them we collected samples across Africa, and they are already in the pipeline of being sequenced. And we have just added from, because this project has been actually being helped by University of South Africa, SANBI, and also the UCT for bioinformatics. So together in around South African side, we're trying to get all the samples being actually imported to Africa and be able to have this genome done. So yeah, in the next year or so, you would hear actually the next conference for ISAAC, there will be a presentation of the first genomes that we have completed. Yeah, so you're going to hear from us very soon.
Professor, thanks very much indeed for your time. Really do appreciate it. Professor Ntanganandzeni Mapoli is the head of Department of Agriculture and Animal Health at 27 after 8.